Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Amen, amen. Welcome to Seeds of the Word Biblical Coaching. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. We give glory to pray and praise to God on today. Amen. His word, he said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. Amen. So we just come by, we stop by to encourage you and build you up in your most holy faith, because we know it's faith that gives us the victory. Faith and believing God, trusting in God, and that he does exist, amen, and that he is there with us, never to leave us nor forsake us, giving us victory. We have victory. I want to encourage you right now. You are a victor, not a victim. You are on top and not at the bottom. Amen. You are moving forward in Christ Jesus. And it is by your faith. Proclaiming that with you. Amen. And God is getting the glory, the praise out of us. Amen. Even the world is there in awe by the good deeds and the tenacity, the persistence and endurance of the people of God, his children. We are God's children, proclaimed in the book of all through the books of the Bible, and especially in Galatians, as I read this morning, as we are God's children, heirs with Christ Jesus, joint heirs with him. So, amen. So, as we did Jesus overcome, he did overcome. He was victorious over death. So, that's who we are in Christ Jesus. So, just giving you encouragement this morning. We're going to have prayer, then we're going to have a song, and we're going to get into some word. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the people of God. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you. We are your children. You watch over us. You increase our faith. Oh, Lord God, we are victorious. We are overcomers. We're conquerors. Royal priesthood. A holy nation. Your people. Glory to your name. Victorious. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise your name, God. Hallelujah. Let's listen to my sister. Amen.
You can call me.
Amen. Jesus leads the way every day to our victorious life. In the scripture, we see that it says to us, especially the book of Revelation, it says, and we're just picking up from last week, it says, to the one who is victorious. It's a repeated phrase in chapters 2 and 3, and also in other chapters, a couple other chapters in the book of Revelation. It says, to the one who is victorious, repeatedly. Verse 3:12 says, the one who is victorious, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will they leave it. I will write on them the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God. And I will also write on them my new name. Verse 21 in the same chapter says, to the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. So we see in those two verses, amen, praise God, more promises, more rewards for being victorious, for overcoming by faith. You know, the there was a sitcom on television, a children's program, I believe, a youth program called Victorious. But in our lives, it's not a television show. And even reality TV is something, they write scripts and you know, dramatize. But our victorious life is for real. We are literally, we are victors. We are overcomers. That's the Greek word translated, overcomer, literally means victor. And and when we go to it's the free dictionary online, it says victorious. It has the word victorious. And of course, it's given the same meaning, reference to the meaning of being a victor, being a winner. It says being the winner in a contest or struggle. It says characteristic of or expressing a sense of victory or fulfillment. So when Jesus says to the one to the one who is victorious and to, you know, who are victorious, he says we're winners in the contest. We are in a contest. We know that we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. But he's given us, first of all, he's saying it can be done, and it will be done, and it is being done, and it has been done for centuries now, for about over 2,000 years. So we are winners. We are victorious in the sense of fulfillment, expressing a victory or a fulfillment. Amen? And we are the people of God. We are his children, as I mentioned before. And so this is what God says. He'll make us a pillar. You know, a pillar is something that holds up the building. It's a necessary part of the building. It's part of keeping it firm. Now, we're not the foundation, is it saying? But it says we're a pillar in the temple of God, of his God, is what Jesus is saying. Jesus is speaking this to the one who is victorious, a pillar. So we're strength. We'll hold up the faith. We're built up in the faith. And then he says, I'll write on them the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem. It's coming down out of heaven. So we get a new name, and the new city is going to be written on us. He also says that he'll write on us his new name. Speaking also about the newness of life. It's speaking about God, being God's children, and him taking ownership of us, and him accepting us in the beloved, him and that we are God's, and he says, I will be the God, they will be my people. And then in 20 verse 21 says, I will give a right to the one who's victorious to sit on my throne, just as I was victorious. And Jesus was victorious. He overcame death. Death no longer has its sting. Amen. He got up on the third day, resurrection life, to the victorious ones. That's who we are. That's who you are. You're a winner. When Jesus sat on the throne, he received authority from the Father. We're wrapping up, and this is the verse we want to wrap up with. Praise his name. The other revelation you'll find in Revelation 15:2, it says, those who have been victorious over the beast and his, those are called victorious as well. Revelation 21:7, though, says, those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be the God, and they will be my children. We inherit eternal life. We inherit God forever in our midst, Jesus forever in our midst, the new Jerusalem, the city coming down out of heaven, amen, where there's no evil in that city. Thank God that we are victorious. Thank God we are overcomers, and we express victory as winners every day. To him be the praise. Have an awesome rest of your day. Join us on Saturday, amen, as we uplift our youth and our children. To God be the praise. Have an awesome day. Amen. This is Pastor Katisa.